I've always been envious of people that can whistle. And I don't mean whistle a little tune as you walk along. I can do that. I mean like a whistle at a ball game that can be heard across the stadium. Even though I don't have a loud, eardrum-piercing whistle, the whistle I could make when our children were young seemed sufficient for them to know I was nearby and calling for them. Even from across a crowded room, my little whistle was enough for them to stop and turn their heads towards me, to look at me and see my smile as if to say, "I'm just checking in. I see you. You see me. You know me. And I know you." Did you know that God knows you too, that personally? He knows your name. He wrote it on the palm of his hand. Well, this meditation from John chapter 10 is about coming to know the nature and character of God who knows you, remembering that the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and the Creator of the universe knows you. He knows your name, and he is always checking in. So to begin, whether your eyes are just now opening in the morning or just now closing in the stillness of evening, accept this time as a gift of divine retreat. You are known. You are seen. And you are safe here. So allow your eyes to move from open through a soft gaze to now closed. And permit yourself to be held by Christ. Consent to be seen by the Holy Spirit. And concede for your soul to be known by the Heavenly Father. Continue in this time of divine awareness by listening and then responding to this passage from 2 Timothy chapter 2. And as I lead us, respond, "Heavenly Father, thank you for knowing me. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word." Nevertheless, the firm foundation of God, which he has laid, stands sure and unshaken despite attacks. And Heavenly Father, thank you for knowing me. The foundation of God bears this seal. The Lord knows those who are his. Heavenly Father, thank you for knowing me. The Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names the Lord stand apart from wickedness and withdraw from wrongdoing. Heavenly Father, thank you for knowing me. Continue in the knowing presence of God for another moment longer, your eyes closed, and your mind content as you become centered on being known by the Creator of time and eternity. This time and place are set apart by God for you to reflect on being known. But do you ever feel isolated and alone? Be honest with your answer. You are safe, and he already knows your response. Take note now of how isolation feels to you. Then feel how your body responds to being known and affirmed. Let this next moment be a reflection on having a sense of community. I want you to center on companionship. cent or two on your breathing. Take deep belly breaths as you focus on being known. Be mindful of your breathing. Recognize each breath as you feel recognized. Acknowledge each breath as you feel acknowledged. Be aware of each breath as you become aware of God being aware of you. Thoughts of lonely isolation may float by. That's fine. Just let those thoughts drift on by. Give them no weight or worry. Rather, let them trigger your thoughts to be reminded of being created by the Creator, of being known by the Father of time. Focus on your breathing as you take a few moments to whisper, "Heavenly Father, thank you for knowing me." Let the word known be your centering prayer. Now continue as you listen to each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. This passage from John chapter 10 verse 11 is a letter written by the Apostle John as he reminisces on the teachings of Jesus while he was in Jerusalem. But for now, imagine these words from John to you as reminders that you are known by God. My friend and faithful follower of the way, when you find yourself wandering and isolated, remember that Jesus is the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his own life for you, his sheep. Which words sunk in most deeply? Well, listen once more for how the passage affects you. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his own life for the sheep. What deeper meaning did you hear? We'll take this next minute for that to become your contemplation. Once more, but now reflect deeper on your emotions and feelings as you contemplate on this more broad passage from the New Living Translation. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. A hired hand will run when he sees a wolf coming. He will abandon the sheep because they don't belong to him and he isn't their shepherd. And so the wolf attacks them and scatters the flock. The hired hand runs away because he's working only for the money and doesn't really care about the sheep. But I am the Good Shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me, just as my Father knows me, and I know the Father. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. How did you experience this passage personally? Let this be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third expanded divine reading from the New King James Version, reflect on the passage as a prayer. And Lord, by your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Lord God, your Son, Jesus Christ, is the Good Shepherd, my shepherd. Jesus gives his life for his sheep, for me. Jesus knows his sheep, and he knows me. Just as you know your Son, so Jesus knows us. So Jesus knows me. I proclaim this truth in the name of your Son, our Savior, my Shepherd, and my Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. What emotions do you feel that you want to express from this prayer and from this passage? Well, take this next minute for these words to become yours in a time of personal prayer. Take all the time that you long for. While resting in imaginative contemplation, I want you to consider this story from Mark chapter 10. Jesus and his disciples were leaving the city of Jericho, and a large crowd followed them. A blind beggar named Bartimaeus was sitting beside the road. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was nearby, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." "Be quiet," many of the people yelled at him. But that only made him shout louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." When Jesus heard him, he stopped and said, "Tell him to come here." So they called the blind man. "Cheer up," they said. "Come on, he's calling you." Bartimaeus then threw aside his coat, jumped up, and came to Jesus. "Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked. "My rabbi," the blind man said, "I want to see." And Jesus said to him, "Go, for your faith has healed you." Instantly, the man could see, and he followed Jesus down the road. For this next minute, I want you to imagine yourself as Bartimaeus, blind, lost, isolated, and calling out to Jesus. I want you to feel Jesus whisper your name. I want you to feel his hands holding your face. I want you to feel known. I want you to feel recognized by the Holy Spirit and feel acknowledged by God. Let this be your worship. Let this be your contemplation. As you navigate your day, be mindful of moments of isolation and neglect to then be reminded of God's recognition. And who have you met recently along the path that needs to feel known by God too? Ponder that, and then welcome this prayer of blessing to remember that when you find yourself wandering and isolated, remember that Jesus is the Good Shepherd, and the Good Shepherd lays down his own life for you, his sheep. May you know the awareness of Christ, the guiding presence of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the truth of being known by God, now and always. And whether at first or last light, remain here in this divine retreat for as long as you can, whispering, Heavenly Father, thank you for knowing me. Rest here being known now in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.